Chazal tell us that the tefillah from Rosh Hashanah has 9 brachas. Every tefillah has yudches, then the matakin lamalshinim, it's yutes brachas, kol shmona esre. The tefillah of Rosh Hashanah has 9, Shabbos has 7, Ev Yontef has 7, Chazal say. This is what Chazal was mentioning. Rosh Hashanah has 9 brachas. The Gemara says in Brachas, why Rosh Hashanah has 9 Brachas? Keneged the Tefillah of Chana. It says in the Tefillah of Chana 9 times Askoras of Shem Hashem. Keneged the Tefillah of Chana as Yudches as 9 Brachas, the 9 Askoras that are in Tefillah of Chana. This is the reason we read the Haftorah of Parsha of Chana and Rosh Hashanah. We know Sora was Nifkad in Rosh Hashanah and Chana was Nifkad in Rosh Hashanah. What was the story of Chana that Chana was Nifkad in Rosh Hashanah? So Chazal tell us, Be'etzem it's Pesukim, that Elkanah was the husband of Chana and Pnina. Pnina had 10 kids and Chana didn't have kids. Chazal say Pnina would chep it Chana the whole time. She would tell her when she would go to buy clothes for her kids, you bought clothes for your kids. When she would take her kids to the babysitter, she would tell her, you took your kids. Every time she would chep her, Chazal say Pnina did it l'shem shamayim. She wanted Chana to daven. Chana would cry and cry. And Pnina every time, Chazal say, Pnina l'shem shomayim niskavu. Sotn v'pnina l'gmob v'basra t'zayin l'shem shomayim niskavu. They're married to Elkanah the God Lado. Chana doesn't have kids, and Pnina has kids. And they go to Aliyah l'regel to Shiloi. Elkanah was mechadash and musig of Aliyah l'regel to Shiloi. And ganz klar Yisrael started Oile l'regel to Shiloi. This was a takana from Elkanah, the God Lado. Chana doesn't have kids and Pnina has kids. And they come down to Shiloh that year. And Elkanah opens 2 tables. 1 table, Pnina sits there with all of the 10 kids. And he does shlomim. And on the other table, he sits himself with Chana. And Chana is crying. You know, she doesn't have kids. And Pnina chepits her. Hashem Shomayim. And then Elkanah turns over and he tells Chana, Lomet ifki, why are you crying? Lomet itztari, why are you so sad? Haloitoy v'aniloch me'asor banim. You know, you don't have kids, but I'm dear for you. I'm like 10 kids for you. And Chana gets up, she's so upset. And she goes to the Mishkan Shiloh and she starts to cry. Chazal says, Eli sees she's crying, he sees that she's talking, he thinks that she's drunk. And he tells her, Lama tishtokori? Why are you drunk? And she tells him, I'm not drunk. Ishok sheira noichi. Chazal says, they go and explain pshat, that Eli looked in the Urim V'tumim. Urim V'tumim, you can't read the words, you only read letters. So it was Chof Shin Reish, hey. So he read it, Shikoira. And she told him, no, you don't have Ruach HaKodesh, you have to read it Ksheiro, I'm a Isho Ksheiro. Yayin Mesheiro lo Isho Tisi. And he tells her, Hashem will fulfill your davening. And then Shmuel comes. The Pone Elohoyulo, she goes back home, she's so happy, Eli said everything will be alright. And the question is, it's a modern question. Chana doesn't have kids for 20 years. Pnina has already 10 kids. Every year she goes to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mishkan Shiloh, she cries, she begs, nothing happens. This year, she goes to Mishkan Shiloh, and Rosh Hashanah, and she gets what she asked for. So maybe someone will say, because Eli gave her a bracha, Echmein. So Hashem will organize that Eli will be there before, Echmein. It's not the vote of Eli. We know Chano Nento be Rosh Hashanah. We daven the Teisha Askoros Keneged Chano. Chano Nento be Rosh Hashanah. What happened? She's there for 20 years. She's crying. Pnina rubs it in every day because she wanted to cry. She made it to cry. And this year, she goes and she davens and it works. What happened? What is the secret? So I heard Givaldi Givalt. What happened was Elkanah told her a line. He meant good. But he heard her and he broke her completely. Elkanah told her, why are you crying? Lomet ifki, lomet itztari, lomet lo yisaychli. Why? Why? You don't have kids? I'm better from 10 kids. That line hurt her. Why? Not because he reminded her. Nina's reminding her every minute. You bought clothes for your kids. You took your kids for a trip. No, that didn't. Elkanah told her, why are you so sad? I understand. She didn't have kids for 20 years. So, you know, Sora Imenu also didn't have kids. Rivka also didn't have kids. Sora and Avram are crying. Hashem helps them in the end. Rivka and Yitzchok are crying. Hashem helps them. Elkanah, the god Lador, and Chana are crying. Hashem will help them. Elkanah turns over to her and tells her, Lomet ifki, lomet itztari, why are you crying? I'm better from 10 kids. She realized Elkanah gave up. Elkanah, don't tell her, Be'ezras Hashem, we'll be alright. Don't worry. So 100. Yitzchak 60. Ma'abaya. Tzlachibayim v'shelaylam. For the reason that will be the reason, Elkanah gave up. Elkanah told her, you're right, you don't have kids, but I'm your husband. So good. She realized Elkanah gave up. There's no more God Lador to turn to. The God Lador gave up on me. Is the only one to yell is the Ribbono Shel Olam. When she realized that the only one that she could turn over, the only one that she could scream and beg is the Ribbono Shel Olam. She got up the table. She couldn't eat. She ran to the Mishkan and she started to cry. But this time the cry was, Ribbono Shel Olam, you're the only one that could help me. Chano nanto v'Rosh Hashanah. Kadosh Baruch Hu accept that feeling. When you turn over to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem, you're the only one that could help me. You're the only one. And you cry and you scream. Hashem will help. It will work out. It will happen. This is the reason Chazal will metaken the 9 brachos of Rosh Hashanah keneged the tefillah of Chano. We read the haftorah of the parsha of Chano. Chazal tell us this is Rosh Hashanah, the tefillah of Chano. The tefillah of Chano is Rosh Hashanah. So this is the Aleph Beitz. We come to Rosh Hashanah, we have to know is only the Ribbono Shel Olam. Only the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to start a little bit to speak about the Avodah of the Yom Adin, Rosh Hashanah. What is the Avodah of Rosh Hashanah? Maybe in the end we'll tie it to the Hezbo with Chano. Imru lefonai malchuyois kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Hashem says, Rosh Hashanah comes. Imru lefonai malchuyois kedei shetamlichuni aleichem. Imru lefonai zichroines kedei shiale zichroichem lefonai letoivo. Ubame b'shoifo. The avoid of Rosh Hashanah is malchuyos. All of the piyutim that we sing is melech, melech, melech. This is what we're busy with. What is the pshat? Person has to picture, you know, the world is so big. Don't know if you know how big is the world. It's tremendous big. Today they say, you know, I don't know if you went to school, but you know, they have these black holes. It says 300 years, light years. Don't know if you know what is a light year. But it's very, very far. It's very, very far. It's hard to explain to people that never learned. Yeah. But it's very far. And this is that hole there, and that hole there, and that. I mean, it's no musik to understand how big is the world. I mean, this world that we're on, the world that we call world, this little circle, it's not even a crumb in space what we have in the world. Space is so big, it's stars that are 10 million times bigger than this world. You could travel 500 years, light years to this side, 500 light years to that side, up and down and left and right, and you don't get to the edge. This is the amount that is big. This is tremendous, the world. So this world, from this whole big system, is one little circle. Now in this little circle, that is kein v'kef, is from the ganze Welt. Kein v'kef is from the ganze Welt. There's so much people. So much. Thousands of people. Thousands of people. Millions of people that live there. Well, Mamshik, maybe a little bit more. I want to ask you a shayla. You know, if you see two little fish eat each other, you mind? The world is billions of fish. Every moment, billions of little fish are eaten up. You care about it? You want maybe to make an organization to save the little baby fish? You know how much ants are stepped on? Nebuch. Why it doesn't bother you? You know how much? Without end. Without end. There's no limit to the amount. Billions of ants are killed at every moment. Thousands of fish are eaten. Why you don't care? Why you don't care that the lion eats the zebra in the jungle? This is the way it is. The lion eats the zebra. The zebra eats that animal. The dog eats the cat. The cat eats the mice eats the frog. The frog eats the bug. This is the way the whole world is. The little fish eats the big fish. We also eat the animals, yeah? No one cares. No one minds, but this is the world. Well, go weiter. You're standing in the sea. And you see two little crumbs of sand are fighting. You're standing in the sea and you see two little crumbs are fighting. You mind? You mind? You mind the two little crumbs are fighting? Two little crumbs are fighting. And then what happens after the fighting? The water comes and they disappear together anyways. You care, you don't care. If a person will understand, the Ribbono Shel Olam has a world without the end. The Hainu, this whole world that all of us are on, in proportion, it's not even a proportion, but when you look at the world and you see two little crumbs of sand and the sea, The whole world by the Ribbono Shel Olam is like these two little crumbs. Inside of these two little crumbs is a whole world with millions and billions of people all over the Deiras. And these two people are arguing with each other. And this person is very upset that his roommate is disturbing him. And he's sure that this roommate is such a terrible guy, tomorrow morning Hashem will kill him. It's not a suffix that he will not wake up in the morning. The guy is so cruel. It's not a suffix. He wakes up in the morning, his mom shall wonder why the guy is alive. Yeah? I'm asking, you think Hashem cares? I'm asking you, you think Hashem cares? The world is so big. This whole little world doesn't even take place. Billions of malochim, ridevei malochim. Without end. Why do you think by Hashem is a difference? I'm asking you, stop, Mishayla. Yeah? When the fish eats the fish in the water, Hashem cares? Why do you think when your friend eats you, he's also a fish? A big fish eats you. Why do you understand that in the world it makes sense that all the big fish could eat the small fish and all the strong people cannot eat the shvach? I think it's the same fear. The strong people eat other strong ones. Try to be for the strong people. Why in the world do you understand that billions of fish could be eaten by billions of fish? Hashem doesn't feel bad for the fish. This is the way he made it, right? So he made the world, strong people, take advantage of shvach people, and then work them out, yeah? This is the right hashkofa be'etzem, the way the system has to be. Or decide that it's wrong, and Hashem next year, hopefully no fish will eat fish, and no ants will be stepped. Hopefully Rosh Hashanah will pass, and it'll be Rosh Hashanah Tov and all the ants, that they will never be stepped. Or, to believe that our friends could step on us. What is the difference? Be'etzem is no difference. There's no reason there will be a difference. The lion bites into the zebra, yeah? Terrible pain. That's the way it is. Your friend bites into you, yeah? Makes fun of you. Mama, it's the same thing. And this, you're sure the Ribbono Shel Olam will punish him very sharp. What is the answer? The answer is, it's Gadlus Hashem Yisborach. We call it Ashgoche Protis. Gozro Chochmoso Yisborach. That he cares on every person, and he's mekabel tefillah of every person, and every person will not suffer if he doesn't have to suffer. This is the godless of his Baruch Shmoy. But there's no reason be'etzem that it has to disturb. There's no reason that be'etzem has to bother. Hashem, so big, so much worlds, everything is working out. And that crumb, some people are not getting along. No, say and they're screaming and they're sure now the Ribbono Shel Olam gets up from Kisa HaKovod and Mamish and then Kategor and Sanegor. No. This is Be'etzim, the Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. And I will explain. The Avoid of Rosh Hashanah is to understand that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Melech Malche Amlochim Govoya Me'al Govoya. He doesn't need us. He doesn't need our tefillas be'etzem. No of us. He loves Klal Yisrael. He gave Klal Yisrael koyach to be poyel in their tefillas. He gave Klal Yisrael koyach to mashpia of the ganze welt. Ve'oviso tehilo, mikrutze choymer, michanite neshomo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, this is Vehiti Ilosecho. Vehiti Ilosecho. And this is the godless of Boira Oilo. The Mahus of Rosh Hashanah is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a person comes to the Akore, everything is Boira Oilo. Everything is Boira Oilo. There's not one thing that is not Boira Oilo. People die, live, suffer, don't suffer. Everything is from Him. There's nothing not from Him. He created all these worlds. We'll go deeper a little bit. So be'etzem, what is happening to me, my friend is disturbing me, there's no reason for him to look on it. No vot. Ribbono Shel Olam is so big, so good, he decides to look at it. And he decides to take care of it. Now, if he wants, in one moment, my friend will not do it to me. And if he doesn't want, my friend will carry on doing it to me. He doesn't need a reminder. He needs a reminder. Only thing, the Ribbono Shel Olam, the whole world is there, and Hashem lets you to come in. Billions of worlds, everything is there. That little crumb that is standing on the crumb, should be crumb, yeah? Comes in. Hashem tells him, what do you want? The other crumb is a little bit disturbing me. You know, I want a little bit more covet. That all the other crumbs will look at me a little bit better. Hashem, you could give me this here a little bit more covet. Like all the crumbs will dance around me. Some sugar. Come into Hashem. All of you together are one little crumb that he doesn't care about. Be'etzem. All of us together go into a mini, mini, mini crumb, yeah? What you want? Those are parts of the crumb will look at me more chashiras. I feel like down, you know, it gives me a little bit. Does it make sense? When a person knows that the Ribbono Shel Olam is so big, only shtotsu. A person is big, big, big. You go into the king. You go into the president. You have an appointment. You can ask for what you want. You say, over a marshal, Saudi Bidan, was the king. Soldiers were standing, and the king came over, the Russian king. There was a little soldier, he called him over, and he asked him, what's your name? The soldier started to shiver, the king is asking, what's my name? So he asked him again and again, ask what you want. Is that many kings? Ask what you want. He didn't know. He said, no, 1 minute, I'm leaving, say what you want. He says, you know, I don't want to be a soldier. You know, I can go back home. King said, no problem, send him back home. He doesn't have to be in the army anymore. Went back so happy. He told him, Meshugana, you're by the king. This is what he asked for. Ask to be a minister. The king does what he asked for. He stopped to tell you can ask what you want. Person comes to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Melech Malchei HaMelechim, what you want? A bagel. Sure now. I want to eat epis more. All of our bakoshes are like that. The king knows what we want. He knows what we need. He doesn't need us to ask. But if we tell him, you know what we want? Shigalik voichomayim. I don't understand. I know I don't have feelings for it, but I know it's the right thing. Right? They tell you, listen, when you come into the king, if you yell, king, 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 you get $1 billion. Yeah, we don't understand why, but this is what he likes, yeah? So you get into the king. What do you want? Say king, king, king. You know, you get everything. I know, king, king, I don't want a king. I want the house. I'm sure you said king, king. You'll be the prime minister of the whole country. Some people have a shayla. You're allowed to ask bakoshes, or you're not allowed to ask bakoshes. Someone that asks such a shayla never daven Rosh Hashanah. Never. Never daven in his life a tefillah Rosh Hashanah. When you feel Rosh Hashanah, you're standing lifnei HaMelech. Malchei HaMelechim, that knows everything about you. You're standing Melech Malchei HaMelechim, Doch the Ribbono Shel Olam. And you picture to yourself everything. He's the biggest. I'm standing here, I'm a nobody. It's such a chesed that he's asking to let me to talk, because Ba'etzem is no reason he will listen to this crumb. But Hashem puts down Kivyochol, and he comes down to listen to this crumb, what these little crumbs need. And he knows everything what we need. Because not only he knows, he's giving us a koyach to live. He's giving us the koyach to breathe. He's giving us the food. He's running the system, yeah? He's running the machine. He gives us the koyach. He gives everything. And then he gives the other guy that is hitting us also koyach to hit us, yeah? So he knows exactly who is hitting us. No one can hit us without him giving him a koyach. He knows everything. And this is the day that Hashem says, Imu lefonai malchus, that you understand that I'm Melech HaOlam. And when you will understand that I'm Melech HaOlam, I will take care of you. Just work up on the Malchus. And you come in, and you turn over to your guy, when I'm there, I'm allowed to ask for a bagel. Because on the table there's like a nice bagel, I'm allowed to ask. They tell you it's a heta, but it's a tshuva that you're allowed to. Meshugana. Meshugana. You're standing in front of the king, ask for a bagel. You want to ask, eat all the bagels, you'll get the bagels. You lost the point. Well, you think Chazal didn't know not to attack and tefillas bakoshes and Rosh Hashanah? For what? It's not the purpose of the davening. It's not the purpose. if you stand and you feel Melech Malchei Amlochim, he's everything. He's everything. He runs the world. Nothing happens without him. No bad would never happen to me without him. No good would never happen to me without him. That's why the davening is klal. So he is a din davening. Say it. So it's a din. So we do it. Yeah. But Rosh Hashanah, when they tell you this malchus is okay, Harav Chatzke Levinstein will say, "Is a nusach of Anshei Knesset Gedolah exactly what to say there?" So you come to the king, you know from all the right people what to say. Then some little people tell you that you're allowed to put in some tzetlach, yeah? Some sugar now. Sugar. So what? So bad. So why people daven for some bakoshes? And why if people ask, we tell them that they're allowed? Because we are so low people that when we don't ask, it's hard for us to relate to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is Be'etzim the Yesod Tefillah. When you turn over to him and you ask, you keilu enforcing inside yourself the feeling, he's the king, he's the in charge, and I'm begging. To sit with these machshavas, if you baal madrege, this is the right machshavas. Malchias, yeah? Some people, you know, they start to think how big he is, the zebras, they start to see the zebras and the lion, and now they get in the head, you know. So it was working on himself, you know, after 2 hours. It was really in the end of the jungle, yeah? How big is the Ribbono Shel Olam, the world and space? He was going up with a missile dot, yeah? Say that. You have to know, the Yitzhahara goes when a person starts to work on it, the Yitzhahara is there also. The Yitzhahara is also there. To fight it, to win it. But we have a avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Im hu lefonai malchies kedei shetamlichu li'alechem. Chano, I'm going back. She realized the only one that could help her is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So she begged and she cried. But the beg and the crying help when she realized he's the only one. You know, every time Rosh Hashanah, Hashem gives me a nisayon. Every Rosh Hashanah, it happens to me. I'm not aiming at the nisayon. I'm telling you, you know, I come. I daven where I daven. I daven by my uncle, Tzviku Shalevsky. So it's a place where I like to daven. Seat where I like to daven. Every time I come, you know, I'm a salad before I tell them exactly what I want. And you know, the gabbai every time messes me up. Betzim is my uncle. If I'll go there in a minute, they'll do what I want. I said to myself, Rosh Hashanah, I believe everything is from Hashem. How I could go to ask the Gabbai? At least Rosh Hashanah. And like, half of the first day, I don't go to the Gabbai. Because if Hashem wants, I asked already in the beginning. So I did my Ishtadlis. So Hashem doesn't want, so I don't believe it's Hashem. And the more I'm torn, I know I got to the avoid of Rosh Hashanah. We're not living like this every day. But this is the Shpitz Avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Believe everything is from him. He doesn't need your help. So again, Avada, you're allowed to ask for Bakoshes, and you're allowed to, because in the lower Madrege that we are in, that when we beg and cry, we relate. A guy will come with all of these Machshavas that I told him, he will stand up and say, Rosh Hashanah will be a fancy Rosh Hashanah, yeah? It'll be hard for him to relate. But a little bit, you say the Psukim of Malchias, to try, at least when you say Malchias, to remember, this is the Ikar Avoida Sayoim. It's Chayfus, but yeah. But the first Avoida Sayoim is Imru Lefonai Malchias Kedei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem. To come to the Akoro, the Ribbono Shel Olam Melech Malchei Amlochim. If you see the piyutim in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloch, Lo'ilom Voed, Eilu Ve'eilu, Bekoil Memalelim, Eilu Ve'eilu, Be'elen Mefalelim. All of these piyutim are on that kind of idea. How big he is, how great he is, how everything is around him. This is the idea. This is the Mahus. The piyutim that we don't say, the Mesach Sfaran has, all the Malochim, Kdoishim, running back. Again, to show how big. How big is the Malchus? How big is the Ribbono Shel Olam? How small I am. How nobody I am. Just what? He lets to listen to me. He decides to listen to me. If he decides to listen to me, at the same price, he decides to take care of me. He doesn't need a reminder. To ask for something from the Ribbono Shel Olam Be'etzem is like to push the train from your seat. It's garnished. He Be'etzem doesn't have to hear. If he hears, he takes care. If he goes down like this, into the crumb, to listen to what the crumb says, he knows exactly what the crumb has a problem. He doesn't need a reminder. No, was is a koyach of tefillah. Hashem gave us a koyach. Chas v'sholem, emune, shgoche protis. Hashem listens to every tefillah. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, for listening to us. Thank you, Hashem, for giving us a koyach to daven, to do mitzvahs. V'aviso te'ilo, v'hi te'ilo secho. We are nobodies. And he's masking to listen, and he's happy to listen. It's the chloe yehuman. And again, what the Chazal told us to ask for, we're allowed to. Zochreinu, kosveinu, ovinu, malkeinu, avade. Chazal told us we have to beg. And we have to daven. But not to feel a second, oi, but I need to add more words. Don't worry. He doesn't need no reminders. Chazal will metak in tefillas. We'll do a metak and we will do. Again, a guy feels he needs gesundheit. But don't think that the guy that asked will get more than the guy that didn't ask. Never. Sometimes a guy comes with a list. Nebach for him. He feels like this is the work. It'll work for him. I'm getting exactly the same thing without asking. The more I say, V'yeida kol pehul, Hashem says, he's davening kmo shetzorich. Shana toivo. V'yeida kol yitzur, umesuko. As a geidos. V'yeida kol Hashem neshama ve'apoi. Chaim toivo mo l'sholem. Hashem gave us a koyach. Not only think, Hashem took these crumbs, and we don't understand what it means, and shchina begaluse, and he said that we could daven. We could change the world. So Be'etzem, Hashem runs the world. Everything is there. But he made that these little crumbs in the end could pull the strings. We don't understand. V'hiti ilosecha. So now they could do two things. They could come and say, you know what we want? Hashem put himself in the galus, and he gave us a koyach to daven to take himself out of the galus. Or, forget the galus, I will let someone else take him out of galus. I will be in charge about my bagel. Yeah? Who gets more from the king? The one that uses the Rosh Hashanah for asking for Hashem, Hashem gave you a koyach to ask for him. We don't understand what it means. Oh, you're asking for yourself? I don't know if you know the clothing of Chanufa. I know it. I'm a shtickle maybe in Chanufa, yeah? The more you ask for the person, he does better for you. The more you ask for you, you get less from him, yeah? I think everyone knows it, yeah? If not, in a bad shape, yeah? Kivyocho, chas v'sholem. It's no Chanufa klape malo. So you're standing in Rosh Hashanah, he doesn't need no reminder, but it's a Seder HaTfilah. So the guy, V'yeda kol pol ki ata v'yalta v'yobin kol yitzu v'tayar li bein, hoi v'tayar li bein, and he thinks Hashem is so happy that he's crying there. Nebuch. I'm not saying not to cry in v'tayar li beinu, because in our madrege, in the end of the day, the Kavanah works out there. Not to get me wrong. Carry on doing what you did till now. Aber chaparayim, malchiyas, say, you know, in V'yeda kol pula, I will daven. Hashem, I don't understand. I know I don't understand what is Shechina, but you, b'chochmoscho, will go so that I could daven. So I'm using that to yisgadel v'yisgadesh me'rabo. Because you're the king. I'm a nobody, be'etzim. I don't understand, b'chlal, what would be lasid lava? You don't need me. But you did it, b'ruch Hashem. So I'm using it l'kvoitcho. Hashem says, im gulefanei malchiyas. If you will do that, you will get a good year. Why I'm saying it's so important to understand what I'm saying now? Is Avodah Sayyim of Rosh Hashanah, and we skip the Avodah Sayyim. So all the machzor and all the system, we don't have our little cries that we are trying to cry. So comes the Avodah Sayyim, you try to work in a different way, and you don't find it in the machzor, yeah? So after the kind of tzor, you start the daven for an hour, yeah? Till the shot starts. Use the koiches that the Chazal gave you. I'm saying, it's avoid and shoifo, you have to do tshuva b'shaz, tkiya shoifo. There's a lot of more avoiders. We spoke on one avoid of Rosh Hashanah. Shofar is another avoda. It's a couple of avodas. Time is bigger than everyone. But this is imru lefonai malchias. It's shittas that it's deraisa. I take 3 psukim out of the 10. And I really try, when I say the pasuk a couple minutes, to misboinen, to get scared from the ribbono shel olam. I'm telling you, sometimes you can't carry on davening. You feel you're standing. He does. Who I am? How I'm davening? Who I am? Hashem says exactly. You got it. You got the Rosh Hashanah. This is the avoida. This is the avoida sayorim. Again, we have to come now with tzlichas to beg, nischanel levakesh lefonov, or beezus Hashem. Saying slichas and coming to the avoid, and I'm saying again, it's only one of the avoiders, but it's the main avoider. It's the main avoider. It's the main avoider of Rosh Hashanah. And if you manage even a little bit once or twice in Rosh Hashanah to come to that feeling, no one could do bad to me. No one. Only him. Good is from him, bad is from him, everything. I have to behave. I have to do tshuva. But Hashem says, but now believe. And Hashem says, if you believe that I am the Melech, if you believe that I am in charge, kivyochol, I take charge. The less that you believe that I am in charge, everyone knows from Chaim Volozhiner that the Meskerov, when he was in a war, when he was running away from the Nazis, every time when a Nazi came, he believed Eino in Milvadoi, and the Nazi left him. A lot of famous stories. It's not the time now to go into it. From all different G'dayla Yisrael. Shasa Sakoni, you don't know what to do. You miyached. It's the famous Maisa, the guy that they were running after him, and he came to the Biskarov. And the Biskarov started to speak about him. Ein Hashem, Ein Milvado, Ein Milvado. And he told Biskarov, but you know, they want to kill. He said, okay, but they came to catch him because he was smuggling things. He said, but first come, we'll learn the sugi, then I'll take care of it. And for 2 hours, he was Isaac with him in Ein Milvado. 2 hours was a knock on the door. His wife came. The soldiers went. Biskarov said, okay, we can stop now. If you believe Eino Mivadoi, Hashem runs the world. No one does nothing to you. This is the holy safe in the Biskarov. This is the peak of Rosh Hashanah. And it's easy. It's not hard. Guy comes to Rosh Hashanah. What I need to do? Yeah, he starts to jump. Yeah, he's trying to get 100 shoes. What he could do in Rosh Hashanah? Malchios. Imru lefonai malchios. I'm teaching you a chazal kepshutoi. No teres. Pshutoi shel chazal. Pshutoi from the tefillis. Sometimes a guy, when they sing Hashem Melech, he could think about his avoido. Again, not the whole time. The whole time is very tiring. You know, every psukim. It's a big avoido. It's a big avoido. If you are zeicha be'ezus Hashem, you'll be zeicha takel shana toivu m'sukha be'ezus Hashem.